Hello, everybody, and welcome to campaign optimization lectures. I mean, if you got by here, well, congratulations. Things are hopefully going perfect for you guys. And when I said hopefully, I think that's the key phrase here. How would you know if you're doing good or bad? I mean, you're going to get 10% acceptance rate. Is it good or is it bad? If you ask me, it's awful. You need to have far higher acceptance rate. And I can know that by benchmarking with other clients that we're doing. But okay, what if you get 20? What if you get 30%? What if you get 70% acceptance rate? Well, here is the trick. I think that campaign, there is a lot of effort that until you launch the campaign, but then you start with the campaign optimization. You should measure what is going on in the campaign in order to know whether you need to tweak some bits and whether something is working or not. And that's actually the point here. When we're talking about reporting, if you're like me, I was a reporting freak. So I actually wanted to track absolutely everything in an outreach campaign. How many messages, how many responses, at what rate, what was the delay before your responses, everything. And it really took me a lot of time. It took a lot of time because you need a whole person or a whole dedicated time in order to track and report everything. And I think that that's why when we started now with Bisbee, I wanted to see what gives better results. And it's not just for me, it's not just for Bisbee, it's also for our clients. Whether a this kind of invitation will work better compared to a different one, whether a more pitchy or pushy invitation will yield better acceptance rate than the other one. And because we didn't want to test this on clients, I mean, at the end of the day, we're being paid to get results and not to test. So we've started our own Bisbee laboratory. So we took like 5 or 7 different LinkedIn profiles, our own, and we're testing different things. So we have one that is targeting the Middle East and the Asia, another one that's targeting Europe, and another one that's targeting Nordic countries and US and Latin America. And we're trying different stuff. We're targeting with women profiles, with male profiles. We're targeting with blank invitations. We are starting campaigns. We're starting campaigns with the pitchy and more informal. And we're measuring what works and what doesn't in order to prove to you guys what you should do and what you shouldn't. Now, I think that the main disclaimer here is that there is no a single rule that will accept that will work for everybody. So you should start measuring your campaign, and based on your campaign, you're going to get the benchmark that are good for you. And then you can start with the A-B testing. Well, what if I change the acceptance? What if I change the invitation message to something? Did it actually improve or reduce the acceptance rate? And that's the magic here. So the whole purpose of this lecture is actually to go over the outreach process and to show you what to measure so you wouldn't have to measure everything. And later on, to actually show you what does it mean. Well, what if this number is good or that number is bad? Well, what kind of tweaks you need to do in order to improve them? So when we're talking about the outreach, I mean, in Bisbee, our primary focus is LinkedIn and email. So actually, I'm going to just set up the reporting and the optimization structure for these two channels. So if we're talking about LinkedIn, I mean, what's the starting point? Well, it is the LinkedIn invitations. How many LinkedIn invitations have been sent on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly basis? That's the first thing that you need to track. I mean, is it lower? Is it higher? Something happened. You couldn't do it. You were so busy. This is the first thing that you should start measure in your outreach system. Once you have that up and running, then is actually invitations accepted. So you started sending LinkedIn invitation, but well, have you tried a blank message? Have you tried a generic? Have you tried a pitchy? Have you tried a out of the box? What else can you try in order to improve the acceptance rate? And then once you have that, is engaged in conversation. Well, now that they've accepted you, you have the sequence. So if you look at that, you can see, well, from the people that accepted, how many actually engaged into conversation. And I'm going to start drawing in parallel with email. So compared to this, how many emails have you sent on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly basis? Because that's the top part of the funnel. Without it, you cannot really have some progressive results measurable. Once you have the how many emails have been sent, you need to look at delivered and opened. Well, guess what? You cannot get an engagement into email sequence unless you actually someone gets the email and open. So it is a key thing that you should measure in order to know whether your campaign is hitting the right targets or not. And from there, you're actually looking at how many of them actually engaged, how many actually respond to the campaign. Now, from this onwards, when they engage, there are three ways how they can actually engage. Well, they can be a negative or opt out. In an email, opting out means unsubscribing. Ignoring you after a lot of sequences, it means also opting out. And the whole point is that they just responded no in the previous lectures. On the other hand, they could become a warm leads, think this is exactly what we needed. Where were you till now? Let's jump on a call where you're just moving them to a meeting. And the majority, at least from my experience, will be still into conversation. Now, when they're still in conversation, you continue nurturing process for some time. And as they're still into the conversation, some of them will say, well, now that we've talked, I'm more interested. But some will say, thank you very much, but I'm opting out. So this is the KPIs. How many invitations that have been drawn through the engagement? How many emails have been drawn through the engagement? And on the engagement, how many said no, thank you? How many are still into the conversation where you're still building that relationship? How many of them became relevant and express their interest? And how many actually you brought them on a meeting? In short, that's actually the KPI that we are using on the outreach. And I mean, it is a spreadsheet where you start measuring percentages and I will go into each of them separately to tell you what does it mean. What does it mean to have a high rate here? What does it mean to have a high open rate or what happens if you're having a bad one? See you on the next course, guys.